If I didn't write, if I couldn't write or read, would my life be less than it is? I'm not sure. I think of the millennia when we humans got by without the written word, and I wonder whether in some of the things that matter most, relationships, living with a sense of meaning, being part of the world, we are any further ahead today. Perhaps for all our great advantages of writing and reading, we've dropped behind. Pictures are something else. Long before we learned to write, we made pictures. As a child, I was slow to read, but I loved books. Even now, after a literary education followed by years of teaching literature, working in publishing and writing a dozen books, I still always look at the pictures first and save the words for later. I look at pictures in my head, on a wall, framed by the window of a moving train, and the tools I use to make sense of them are words. That's their first function, to help me understand. I'm with Walter Benjamin when he says, no poem is intended for the reader, no picture for the beholder, no symphony for the listener. You don't strike a match because you want someone to watch you striking a match. I write because it helps me to see. But I'm not with Benjamin all the way. I need the reader, the listener, because I not only want a voice, but a voice that's heard. And the point at which a piece of writing lets me know that it's started to have a life of its own is when I can hear it. Times when, for one reason or another, I'm not able to write, feel like solitary confinement, which is not the same thing as creative solitude. When I was 14, our history teacher set a quote from Rousseau as an essay title. Man is born free, but everywhere he is in chains. I don't remember what I wrote, only that he liked it. One day he said, I can see you writing books. Yes, I thought, that's it. That's what I want to do. Immediately I dreamed of the history books I would write, but the ideas grew and grew until they had no shape at all. When I began writing seriously, at the age of 18, it was poetry. The poems that seemed to come of themselves and, for me, had the strongest atmosphere were often not about my own experiences, but about paintings I'd seen. Much later, when I began to write about art and the history of art, it was no longer poetry, but the process felt similar. It involves me in much more research and reading than those early poems, but in the end, and I don't know why this is, I have to see what I write in order to know what I see.